All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy world of navigating life with a little more, well, stoicism. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to scream no? You know that feeling, right? Like you're running on fumes, stretched thinner than a bad yoga instructor's promise. Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way out of this chaos, and it involves something called boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, boundaries. That sounds like some hippie self-help jargon, hear me out. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about taking charge of your time, your energy, and your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone drive your car, right? You want someone responsible, someone who respects the vehicle and its value. Boundaries are like that for your life. They protect your precious time, your emotional energy, and ultimately, your sanity. So, what are some key takeaways about setting those boundaries? First off, it's all about knowing your limits. Take a good hard look at your commitments, responsibilities, and even your social circle. Are there things you're doing that drain you more than they energize you? Are there people who consistently ask for favors without giving anything back? Time to identify those red flags. Second, don't be afraid to say no. Seriously, it's a complete sentence and a powerful one. It's okay to decline requests, even if they seem important or harmless. Remember, your time is valuable, and saying yes to everything just sets you up for burnout. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without asking first, right? Same goes for your time and energy. Fair to communicate clearly and assertively. When you do say no, be direct and firm. Don't apologize excessively or feel the need to explain yourself endlessly. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not available right now is perfectly sufficient. Remember, a good boundary is like a fence that clearly defines your space and protects what's important to you. Fourth, prioritize self-care. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Finally, be patient with yourself. Setting boundaries is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time to figure out what works for you, and there will be times when you slip up. Don't beat yourself up. Just keep practicing, learning, and refining your boundaries until they feel solid and comfortable. Let me tell you a story about this. Imagine, Sarah, a woman juggling work, family, and a side hustle she was passionate about. She was always saying yes to everything, trying to be the perfect employee, the ideal mom, and the successful entrepreneur all at once. She was exhausted, constantly stressed, and starting to resent everyone around her. One day, she realized she needed to make a change. She started by saying no to taking on extra projects at work, even if they came with potential rewards. She delegated more tasks to her family members and hired a babysitter for a few nights a week to have some time to herself. Slowly but surely, Sarah felt the stress levels melt away, she had more energy, and she was able to focus on what truly mattered. Her family, her health, and her passion projects. The bottom line here is this. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about protecting your time, your energy, and your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, take a moment to reflect on your own boundaries. Where do you need to draw those lines? What are some small steps you can take today to start saying no more often and prioritizing yourself? Remember, it's a journey, not a destination, but every step you take towards setting healthier boundaries is a step towards a happier, more fulfilling life. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with anyone who needs a little reminder about the power of saying no. See you in tomorrow's episode where we'll dive into another Stoic principle. Stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.